USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
It was an act of terrorism, and now 21 Saudi nationals training with the U.S. military expelled from our country after an investigation finds the Pensacola shooter a jihadist. Attorney General Bill Barr wants to see who he was in communication with, and Barr now demanding Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of our military at the Pensacola Navy base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone.
After al-Shamrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood. The shooter posted a message on September 11th stating, "The countdown has begun."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In sports news, a Major League Baseball investigation turns up a cheating and stealing scandal involving two high-level people connected to the Houston Astros. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Houston Astros owner Jim Crane has fired general manager Jeff Lunau and manager A.J. Hinch after a Major League Baseball investigation found the team used technology to cheat during its World Series winning 2017 season. The Astros allegedly stole signs during home games of the 2017 World Series championship season by using a camera positioned in center field. Major League Baseball is also fining the team $5 million and taking away their first and second round draft picks in the 2020 and 2021 drafts.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 28,907. The NASDAQ gaining 95 points. The S&P 500 up almost 23 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Pope Benedict about to release a book. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The release of the book is considered extraordinary, especially because Pope Benedict XVI had promised to remain hidden from the world when he retired in 2013 and pledged his obedience to the new Pope, Francis. He's largely held to the pledge, although he penned an odd essay last year that blamed the sexual abuse crisis in the church on the sexual revolution of the 1960s. The about-to-be-released book is called From the Depths of Our Hearts, Priesthood, Celibacy, and the Crisis of the Catholic Church, co-authored with conservative Cardinal Robert Sarah. In it, the former pope tries to reaffirm what he calls the necessity of a celibate priesthood. At the same time, Pope Francis is considering ordaining married men. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the price you pay at the pump, the national average for a gallon of gasoline dropping this week. USA Radio's John Clement on the story.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of oil fell back to under $60 a barrel for the first time in several weeks to $59.05 a barrel.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have dropped 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, with the nation's average at 257 and 5 tenths, 32 cents higher than a year ago when the national average was at 226 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.